This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Authorities are pouring through surveillance footage after a mob of thieves tore through a Bay Area Nordstrom's over the weekend. They made off with thousands of dollars worth of merchandise in just over a minute.
San Francisco is out of control. Portland is out of control.
We're not going to call this looting. Okay, this is organized robbery, is what it is.
It's chaos, sure, but organized chaos.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're working through an energy transition, and we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Now, where am I supposed to go? I'm supposed to get back and see how she points. Look at this.
He's clearly senile. That's worrisome.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Been a lot of looting in the Bay Area, particularly in Northern California lately. And last night it spread down to Los Angeles. There was a lot of looting going on in the high-end malls down there in Southern California. As a matter of fact, there's been so much looting going on that looting has been declared the latest trigger word. They don't want you using the word looting anymore. It's a trigger word. But again, you can't use the word trigger anymore either. England's Warwick University has gone one better. It has stopped using the phrase trigger warning because triggers are triggering. I would normally save this for Taylor, but since we're not going to have a weekend woke because it's on Thursday usually, I'm going to have to handle some of these, Taylor. I don't mean to be stealing your thunder here, though. Warwick University has deemed, this is in the UK, has deemed the phrase too provocative for those on its literature and drama courses and is now instead using the term content notes. Content notes.
What do I say? Everything that the Democrats and the Libs want to change, they're adding more syllables to it every single time.
Right. Because
why
where
can't
do you
we say pillaging?
Well, I mean, before we get back to the looting situation, how about in Colorado? They've decided that they don't want to use the word sex offenders anymore. People who have committed sexual offenses. There you go again, Taylor. They've added multiple syllables to avoid saying sex offenders anymore. But anyway, so they have it.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was it? People who have committed what?
People who have committed sex offenses,
that's
sexual
the same
offenses.
Root word.
I understand that.
Oh,
I understand
God.
That. And they're not going to change the name of the board because I guess they'd have to go through the legislature to do that. It's still going to be the Colorado Sex Offenders Board or some like phrase. But they're not going to call them sex offenders anymore.
How, you know what's so crazy about this too is that whenever I write something and I send it to you to edit, your biggest edit is like the less words you use, the more direct you are, the more people understand it. But that's not what they want. They don't want people to understand things. They want to confuse people and just change the language so no one can argue against things because they can't understand what people are saying.
Right. It's like I mentioned it last week in Massachusetts. Now they're calling jailbirds the formerly incarcerated. There you go again, Taylor. The formerly incarcerated rather than jailbirds or ex-cons. Some good English, Anglo words. Jailbird, ex-con. It sums it all up. Okay, so anyway, in San Francisco, the ABC affiliate has a race and social justice reporter, believe it or not. His name is Julian Glover. And he is here to tell you why you can't call looting, looting anymore. Cut 25.
But according to the California Penal Code, what we saw was not looting. Looting is theft or burglary during a state of emergency resulting from an earthquake, fire, flood, riot, or other natural or man-made disaster. To some, the distinction may be small.
I would say when 25, 30, 40, 50 people come into a place with sledgehammers and wearing masks, all in black, so they all look alike, I would say that's a riot, in my humble opinion.
I really hate semantics. When I was reporting, I would fight City Hall all the time. Literally, City Hall would call my office and say, you can't use that word. And the word I used was shooting. If there was a shooting, they said it, you had to have some evidence, like a shell or casing or some property damage or something like that. They would want you to say report of shots fired. Now, if somebody saw somebody fire a gun, it was a shooting.
I agree. Cut 24. Again, this is the Race and Justice reporter in San Francisco. Cut 24.
Experts stress the importance of media literacy for viewers like you out
there. Media
literacy. Thinking critically about the language being used by public officials and also us here in the media. The bottom line, words matter and precision is key as we're all trying to understand these complex issues facing our society.
I would say looting is the perfect word to describe what's been going on out there and in other places as well.
This is a big move I've been noticing, especially with local media outlets like that reporter and some others around here even, that they're refusing to report people's crimes when they commit them. They only want to report them when there's a conviction because, quote unquote, that story will follow them for the rest of their life, whether they're acquitted or not. But that's how things, you can't not report news just because you can't prove
right.
that person did it. If that person has been charged with a crime, that's news.
Like I said last hour, there was a stabbing in Palm Beach yesterday. It was a robbing. It was a mugging involving a knife. And that doesn't happen very often, to put it mildly. And people wanted to know who did this. And, you know, all they said was, Be extra careful when you're around the bridges. You know why, Taylor? Because homeless people walk across the bridge from West Palm Beach to Palm Beach, and they're probably going to pass out before they get far from the bridge, or they'll find someone else to mug. So just keep your eyes open. But they won't tell you who the address or the name or the age of the person who knifed somebody on the Lake Trail.
This feels very 1984, like the news anchor saying, you know, we have to be very careful because words matter. You shouldn't say bad. You should say ungood. Like, it just feels so weird. And it reminds me of when they said shark attack. You couldn't call it a shark attack. You had to call it a shark incident. So if you run out of the water and your foot's chopped off and you say, there's been a shark attack, are they going to stop you and say, now, hold on a second. Let's turn it back here.
Self-defense. Well,
Was this a shark attack? Was this a shark incident? Like, it's all so dumb. We're just getting so dumb.
So, and here's the, this is in the intro, I think, but this is the spokesman for the San Jose Police Department talking about the looting that's not really looting going on in San Jose. Cut 28.
We're talking about two incidents. We're not going to call this looting. Okay, this is organized robbery is what it is.
Oh, okay. Organized robbery. Okay, that's... And so then we have to bring in the racial angles. So we need a professor. In this case, the professor is from Connecticut, the University of New Haven. And Lorenzo Boyd has been called in to be on the local TV station in San Francisco to discuss the racist aspect of using the L word. Cut 26.
Because looting is a term that we typically use when people of color or urban dwellers are doing something. We tend not to use that term for other people when they do the exact same thing.
We do? Or we don't? I was not aware of that. How about the term, Texter just mentioned this, how about the term white supremacist? You know, the word that was used by Joe Biden to describe Kyle Rittenhouse, the word that was used by Ayanna Pressley, the word that was used by a million other blue checks white supremacist. How about domestic terrorist?
I'm not going to play the cut because it's too long and too infuriating, but Peter Ducey just asked Jen Psaki if Joe Biden is going to apologize for calling Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist. And you know who was to blame, according to Psaki?
Fox.
Trump.
Trump was to blame?
Well, we had a president who refused to condemn white supremacy, so I don't know.
We go back. This is it. This is the big lie again. We're back to the big lie. I mean, and that's the context in which Biden called him a white supremacist when he was using this lie about the Charlottesville, saying they were all they were fine people, when he never said anything near that. So they just keep coming. It truly is Orwellian. They just keep coming back to the big lie over and over again. If we tell the lie often enough, they'll believe it, or at least our voters will believe it, because our voters aren't too smart. It's not looting. It's an unauthorized transfer of goods. No, it's undocumented shopping. Why can't we come up with that? I thought that was the proper term for looting. Undocumented shopping. 844-500-4242. Thanks to Joe Biden, winter heating bills are expected to soar as much as 54% in some areas, depending on your heating source. And that may be an optimistic scenario. One of our clients has called a mailroom manager just last week and said his heating bills have almost doubled. My friends at Eden Pure can help you survive Joe Biden's out-of-control heating without going broke. I'm holding it in my hand right now, the Gen 40 heater. Until this Sunday, you can save $20 on their Gen 40 heater, which is both stylish and lightweight enough, as you can see, to move from room to room. You no longer have to heat your entire house. With rising inflation, demand for these wonderful heaters is high. Order a Gen 40 space heater with code word Howie Heater. The Gen 40 heater has combined both infrared and convective heating systems into one small heater. This is it. These two technologies work together to warm a room more efficiently. Most space heaters use just one form of heat, which isn't as energy efficient as the Gen 40. Don't wait for your first huge heating bill. These heaters will sell out. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEHEATER to save $20 and also get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEHEATER. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change. End of quote. In the past 3 weeks...
In the past 3 weeks, what?
Well, he said, end of quote.
Oh, that's in. Oh, I just sent you that one. Let me hear that one again. I didn't hear that one till right now.
I didn't pull it because he does it so often, and it's really not his fault anymore. It's whoever types up the teleprompter script.
Matt, disregard that last email I sent you saying, grab this one for me. Let me hear that one again.
A lot of innovation. Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change. End of quote. In the past 3 weeks...
No wonder I didn't hear it. He said, end of quote. Made it sound like Indica Peabody or something. End of quote. End of quote. HelloFresh makes holiday season bonding easy by delivering the fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes I need to make delicious meals in about a half an hour. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were Kyle Rittenhouse, would you change your name?
Yes, I would.
61% say no, they would not.
All right. Someone says looting is now to be known as a non-transactional merchandise removal. I would call it a non-traditional merchandise removal. Or it's shopping without a currency transfer. Only 32 looting days until Christmas, by the way. 844-500-4242, end of quote. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Question for you. Do you think if Rittenhouse had used a handgun instead of an AR-15, would the coverage be different? To me, it seems like the Main Street media is sort of using this as the first step to, you know, get rid of AR-15s.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's the first step. They've you remember they try to outlaw them back in the 90s after Clinton became president? Wasn't that the whole thing about they wanted to outlaw any of the rifles that looked scary, that had that had clips on them? And I think they've gone after AR-15s before, but the problem they have, Jerry, is it's the most popular rifle in America, right?
Right. And I'm just wondering, if it was a handgun, would this just be another white-on-white crime that the media didn't pay attention to?
I think the key would have been if the Grosskreutz had shot him as he planned to. Then I think it would have just been, oh, the crazy white kid killed by white hero. And then they would have forgotten all about Grosskreutz's crimes. And, now instead of having the Jefferson, they used to have the Jefferson Jackson Day dinners for all the Democrat parties. First they got rid of Jefferson, then they got rid of Jackson because they were slave owners. Now they would have the Huber Rosenbaum days, because these guys would be heroes for going up against the evil Kyle Rittenhouse, who would now be dead and buried in a unmarked grave somewhere. I think I'm glad he was carrying an AR-15, because I think it probably made it easier for him to defend himself. You know, I think with a handgun, I just don't think he would have had as much success as he did in staying alive. Thanks for the call, though, Jerry. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
I'll tell you, I may someday write a book on propaganda linguistics, because it's one of those things that just bothers me. Why don't we just turn Democrat and liberal into swear words, and we'll call it liberaling or democrating or progressiving?
I don't know. I mean, that book's been written over and over again. I mean, the most famous version of it is 1984 by George Orwell. You know, Grace just sent me a text. I think this is from 1984. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words. Don't you see the whole aim of Newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? In the end, we shall make thought crime literally impossible, because there will be no words in which to express it. So, instead of saying a word like looting, like they want to do in San Jose, you say organized robbery. What the hell does that mean, organized robbery? Looting is a better description of it. And I mean, they came into these places with sledgehammers. They have the cars out front. It's looting. Think about what goes on in looting. This fits to me the definition of looting. And they say, oh, well, it wasn't involving a riot. Well, what is a riot except people going in and stealing stuff in an organized fashion like that? And there's not, and a lot of times the looting involves a lot fewer people that have been involved in these operations in San Francisco. Lorenda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lorenda.
Hi, Howie. I'm actually very frustrated with the use of the words looting, and there were even two conservative news outlets that called it ransacking. So this is not looting. Looting in California is very different from robbery. These are robberies, which in California, a robbery has a sentence of up to 9 years. Looting is 90 days. And if you look at the elements of robberies, that's exactly what they are. So I'm actually frustrated with the use of the words looting and ransacking. And actually, I'm just going to mention really quick here. So to compare sentences, robbery is up to 9 years in prison in California, up to 20 years in Texas, mandatory 25 years in Iowa, and 20 years to life in Alabama.
You know another euphemism they're using for looting is smash and grabs. You know, like you're walking by a plate glass window on a main street of town and in a jewelry store, and you just smash the window and grab some jewelry. But this is a lot more than a smash and grab, what's going on in California, Lorinda. We'll be right back with Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People having a lot of fun with language today on the text line. 508 says, was Daryl Brooks driving an assault SUV? And speaking from the old days of TV land, Kyle Rittenhouse should change his name to Lucas McCain. Lucas McCain, of course, was the Rifleman, played by Chuck Connors, who played for both the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Dodgers, I do believe, in back in the day. 844-500-4242-603 says, there's a word for organized robbery like this. It's called piracy. But isn't piracy on the high seas? Isn't that the difference? Piracy is ocean looting, I think.
It's also interesting that the left is trying to claim that using words like looting are racist, because it actually says way more about the liberal commentators that's where their mind goes, when really it's just a word to describe an action.
Right. And someone says that, for the younger listeners, I should point out that they used to shoot looters on sight. And you can still go onto YouTube, and I've looked for it. Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago back in the 60s saying, there will be no looting in the city of Chicago tonight. Looters will be shot on sight. He doesn't say black looters or white looters or looters in certain neighborhoods. He says looters will be shot on sight. Okay? That's the way. I never heard anyone refer to black looters or white looters. This is the first, before this race justice reporter on ABC in San Francisco. Anyway, it's time now for Hate Mail Monday on Tuesday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Oh, I have the perfect tweet to start off Hate Mail Monday, Howie, because it's just about this. We were talking about people censoring language. And
yes.
There was a tweet about you, and this is the tweet. I just got a look at Howie Carr's Twitter feed, and honestly, I don't think a guy like that belongs on the air. It's nonstop venom and hate, and a real journalist wouldn't lend himself to that project. It's too dangerous. I stumbled across Howie Carr's feed this morning. It was rife with boilerplate hate speech against Democrats. Guys like this broadcast that hate 24/7 across the country for profit. We are being divided and radicalized by bad actors.
Radicalized. And I'm dividing people. Not Rashida Tlaib and AOC and Ayanna Pressley calling everybody a domestic terrorist and a white supremacist.
No, they're the unifiers.
It's me for pointing out what they're saying.
Yes, exactly. The only thing we should do is censor your Twitter and take you off the air. That is the solution for us to gather more unity. We need to get rid of your Twitter.
Okay. Well, they've gotten rid of everybody else's Twitter, so why not throw me in the mix, too?
All right. So Hate Mail Monday, as always, is here. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the really mean comments Howie gets on Twitter, via email, via voicemail, which is a fan favorite. But first, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. The Kathy Ireland Gem Spa will clean your jewelry better than a jewelry store. Save $20 and get free shipping by going to bellmans.com/grace. That's bellmans.com/grace. It's Bellman, bellmans.com/grace. All right, Howie, are you ready for some hateful voicemails?
You bet.
I think I'm going to start with cut one because it's kind of complimentary and then it turns sour. Cut one, please, Taylor.
Hi there. Forgot to thank Howie for doing the Harris clips instead of clips of Biden, because it's refreshing to have different clips of people. And also, Howie acts less demented when he's playing Harris clips, because I think he's still pretty ticked off at Biden because of the election and his, meaning Howie's, intense loyalty to Donald Trump. which she needs to get over. Thank you.
I need to get over that?
That's what we call a backhanded compliment. if you couldn't pick up on the passive aggressiveness.
No, I did. I did. I got it.
By the way, someone on Twitter said that you were the best, Howie. They just said, oh, you know, read this article by Howie Carr. He's the best. And another person replied, Howie Carr is the best. 5 hours of a radio slot, 3 hours of commercials, 2 hours of an old man reading the paper and complaining about moon bats. Def the best.
When did I pick up that at fifth hour, Grace?
I know. You do love the newspaper, though.
I do. I get a lot of material out of the newspaper, but increasingly I get stuff right from the White House press office when Joe Biden is out there doing his thing.
End quote.
Yes.
End of quote.
Yes. Exactly. I'm just looking for another one to play right now.
I know. I can always tell when you're talking, but you're also skimming your Biden cuts.
Yeah, let's have cut number 11 from Dementia Joe Biden.
And I'd also like to thank Sheriff Irvine, there he is, for this wonderful meal.
Of course, it's always painful when gas prices spike.
Oof. It's painful when gas prices spike, too. But that was Jill, the first one was Jill Biden, and she was thanking Sheriff Irvine, and she meant to say Chef Irvine. So whatever Joe's got, it's contagious. Maybe there's some kind of virus in the teleprompter.
He also did that old joke, Howie. I'm Jill's husband. That one he has to retire at a certain point. Even as a comedian or something, don't you retire a joke at a certain point?
Yes.
Especially when it's not funny.
Yes.
I can't imagine he's coming back there and they're going, oh, you got to keep with that Joe Biden's husband thing. That's really killing them out there.
He never gets any new material either. That's the thing.
No, never. Know? All right. Now, we have some new material here. This is a hateful voicemail for our very own Taylor Cormier. Cut two, please.
Howie, where did you get this Tucker Taylor Tartuff, Sinatra and Pokemon expert? He thinks he's chairman of the board, but he's really Pokemon of the board. And board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Oh, good Norm Macdonald joke there.
That is
stealing from the best.
Uh-oh. He's going to branch out, though, maybe on Friday. You're going to get someone from the Dean Martin special, right?
Oh, maybe. I'm trying to get Dina Martin, his daughter, on.
Very cool.
When were we talking about Pokemon?
Remember, we talked about Pokemon because a guy got one of those government loans and he bought a really expensive Pokemon card.
Oh, that's like $50,000.
I'm so sad I remember this. I don't need to use that in my
brain. I'd forgotten about it too. Grace, you were the only one of us who remembered that.
Yeah, well, Taylor was more of an expert on Pokemon. He started naming characters, which you had to guess you were going to get hate for that.
I was a kid when they came out and I was into it. Why should I be admonished for that?
Yeah, okay. Let's go to cut four, please.
Hey, Howie, it's me. It's your bro. And I'm only here to tell you one thing there, puppy chow. You're a
puppy chow.
There's another guy who needs some new material, I'll tell you.
Yes, definitely. I would agree with that.
Where's Granny, Grace?
We haven't had Granny in so long. Howie, at one point when I was away, were you talking about being in your slippers and listening to Prince?
Yeah, I may. Yeah, I may.
We were doing
I don't know if I was.
Commercial.
Yeah, but I don't know about my slippers.
No,
I don't know. I don't think I was. I never talk about.
Do you
being
have
my
slippers?
No, I don't. I used to have some slippers, but I got. They're.
He's got to let his bunions breathe.
Yeah, always been. When you walk around the office, sometimes you prefer to be in the old bare feet.
Claw-footed.
Yeah, claw-footed. His talons are out. All right. Well, someone, for some reason, had a visual of you in slippers listening to Prince. Cut five.
Here's everyone's bad visual of the day. Howie Carr moping around his house all weekend, cranking Prince while he sits around in his slippers, sipping on a soy latte, writing up his articles for this week coming up.
It's hard to mope when you're listening to Prince, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know,
unless it's
the first
Purple Rain or
the first soy latte I have will be the that's the next one I have will be the first one I've ever had. Soy latte? I don't think so.
And it's really more when I guess you could mope in slippers, but you really more shuffle. You know, you scuff.
Yeah. You know though, Grace, I could use this. Christmas is coming up. I could use a new pair of slippers.
I was
actually
just thinking I might get you a pair, Howie. I think that's a good gift.
I haven't had one for a few years now.
Do you think you're a slippers guy or a moccasin guy? I know we're not allowed to say moccasin anymore because it's
slippers.
Not PC.
I like slippers. Okay. Some nice fuzzy ones, furry and fuzzy.
I will keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Lastly, let's do cut three, please, Taylor.
You've got to be kidding me with all the rhetoric and propaganda. The show of yours is just amazing. We sit here and we listen to this day in and day out. Are you smarter than a Democrat? Come on now. We all know the Republicans aren't, because you sit there and you kiss Trump's ass and you think we're an idiot. But go ahead. You are part of the problem. You will never be part of the solution. And you are not. You definitely are not smart enough to find your way out of a wet paper bag.
He sounds very tolerant, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He also sounds like an old timer. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I haven't heard that one for about 40 or 50 years. That's an old one.
If the solution is letting people out of jail en masse, and if the solution is, you know, having very high gas prices, yeah. I don't want to be part of the solution. I'm happy to be part of the problem.
Right.
I liked being part of the problem when Trump was president.
And lionizing Huber and Rosenbaum. And now Daryl Brooks.
Oh, do you mean JoJo Rosenbaum? That's
yeah,
JoJo to you,
JoJo.
Sir.
JoJo, that's right, JoJo.
By the way,
I'm in the mood, Grace. I'm in the mood for another Daryl Brooks cut here.
Okay.
This is Daryl Brooks in the assault SUV, talking. He's a retired pimp, as you may know. Cut 30.
If I'm such a pedophile, how come I don't got to register as a pedophile? How come my face ain't plastered all over y'all city? Saying that I'm a pedophile, beware dangerous pedophile. That's because this shit is false, my nigga. Stop throwing jackets on nigga names without facts. Everybody know if you get arrested for anything in the United States of America, all you gotta do is Google a name and a whole rap sheet gonna come up. Facts.
By the way, there is still a warrant out on him in Nevada.
Howie, did you hear about the guy who whose house he was at when the police came to arrest him?
Oh, yeah.
The guy let him in and made him a sandwich and gave him a jacket and stuff. Because he said, oh, I'm waiting for an Uber to show up. I'm homeless. Can I use your phone? The guy made him a sandwich. And then the guy said he saw police sirens and he was like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, when some guy comes to my door and says, I'm homeless, you always got to think twice. But when he's got the tattoos over his eyebrow and on his neck, you got to say, hey, kid, he's got to be one of nature's noblemen, right?
Hey, Mel Monday is brought to you by the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. Don't forget, you can save $20 and get free shipping by going to Bellmans.com/grace. That's Bellmans.com/grace. This is a really good holiday gift, just so everyone knows. All the ladies in your life will absolutely love it.
Right. It sold out when we had a cheap bastard deal on it in about 5 minutes. And just like the Phillips chocolates are gone now, too. But there's still plenty of good stuff at the Howie Carr store. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store and check out all the great deals we've got. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and you'll get the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. please donate now, and they can use some volunteers, too. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill, where you can get most of your favorite dishes gluten-free, including their turkey tips and butternut squash.
Be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Can I have cut six from Joe Biden, please?
Now, where am I supposed to go? I'm supposed to get back and see how she points. Look at this. Get back here. You can tell she's a professor, can't you? Well, I'm heading back, Joe. I promise. I'm coming.
Oh, God. Cut seven.
Oh, I got to introduce the chaplain. The chaplain's going to say a prayer before we eat.
I'll be singing to say a prayer for the United States of America. 844-500-4242. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Howie, if you break into a building and start looting, it's
hey,
burglary.
Hey, watch out. Watch out for those bad words. Come on.
And the last I checked, a burglary in every state in this union is a felony. So they want to avoid that. And by the way, you know, I love listening to your clips, but then I get very anxious because we are one step closer to Kamala. We literally have to have a weekend in Bernie situation with Biden. We cannot allow that woman to get anywhere near the presidency. The colonoscopy was too close for me.
Yeah, that was it was pretty scary that she was the acting president of the United States for 85 minutes. It's I don't know what to say though. I advise you. If you want to sleep well tonight, don't look at the depth chart, you know, the succession from president to vice president to Speaker of the House all the way down. There's nobody even remotely normal until you get to Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture. And you know how far down he is on the list. I mean, there's nobody you would trust in that group to walk your dog, especially if you liked your dog. There's nobody you would trust to rake your leaves. Thanks for the call, Lou. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? Thanks for taking
Good.
My call.
Thank you.
And great show, as always. I'm beginning to wonder if Biden and Newsom also are not vaccine injured, because we're not being told all the cases of myocarditis and all the stuff on the VAERS, VAERS or whatever it is. You know, there's a lot more cases than they're reporting in the news, because I think they just don't want it to come out, you know?
Well, you know, Brian Joondeep, who we have on sometimes, the ophthalmologist from Colorado who writes for American Thinker, he was quoting from the CDC yesterday, and he was saying that according to the CDC's own documents on that VAERS list, you know, this voluntarily recorded adverse symptoms, whatever the acronym stands for, that they say that it, only about 1 out of 100 of these adverse reactions is actually reported. You know, so I mean, can you imagine how many bad reactions there must be if the CDC's own numbers are correct?
My neighbor, he had all kinds of things going on. He finally went to his doctor, and I don't know what happened with the doctor, but I told him, go get some ivermectin. You know, go try. And he's like, I don't know where to find it. But I was like, well, I don't know either. I didn't take the vaccine, so. But anyway, Howie, I appreciate you.
You'll have to meet a doctor in an alley somewhere, because he doesn't want to be recorded on any kind of where where there might be a record made, you know? No, the doctors get into trouble for this kind of stuff. And you know, that was the thing Brian Junedef's column yesterday. He said people always ask, I always say, I'm not making a recommendation and I've been vaccinated myself. People say, why do you always say that? And he says, I don't want to lose my medical license. I'm Howie Carr.